Chapter 11. The Race Begins. The phone on Sergeant Morrison's desk rang. Jordan listened carefully to every word.
Okay, I'll contact the airlines immediately, said the sergeant at the end of the conversation. Thanks for your help. I'll keep you informed.
He put the phone down and turned to Jordan.
Well, young man, said the sergeant. That was Sergeant O'Neill from the Bramley Police. He confirmed your story is true. So you really are the mysterious hero from the Bramley explosion.
Yes, Sergeant, said Jordan. But more important, can you save those people from the tsunami?
I think so, answered the sergeant. We'll do everything possible to locate the holiday resort and inform everybody in the area.
He picked up the phone and called the policeman at the front desk.
This is an emergency. I need to locate Jed Olson, the drummer of the band Karumba. Contact every airline in the country and find out where he flew to. Get some of the officers to help you. Hurry! It's a race against time!
Sergeant Morrison turned to Jordan. It's very late now, and I'm sure your parents are worried about you. Please call and tell them that one of my officers is bringing you home.
My parents aren't home now, Jordan lied. I'll tell them everything later.
Okay, said the sergeant. Go home and try to sleep. I'll give you all the details tomorrow.
Jordan arrived home and found his parents in the kitchen.
Jordan, we were very worried about you. Where were you?
His mother asked.
I saw an accident and I went to tell the police about it, answered Jordan.
It's a long story and I'm very tired. Please let me go to sleep and I'll tell you everything tomorrow, I promise.
No, Jordan, said his mother. What's happening? You can't just disappear for hours at this time of night without any explanation. We're your parents. We worry about you. You must understand that.
We've noticed you haven't been yourself the last few days, said Jordan's father. We want to know why.
If something is wrong, you have to tell us, Jordan. Maybe we can help.
Okay, I'll tell you, answered Jordan hesitantly. But you probably won't believe me.
Jordan told his parents everything. How he discovered the channel to the future. How he saw events the day before they happened, and how he saved the people from the fire. Jordan's mother listened carefully, but Jordan could see she didn't believe him.
You can't be serious, said Mrs. Connolly. You watch too much TV.
Dad, please tell me that you believe me, said Jordan. It's all true, I promise. You can ask Sergeant Morrison at the police station.
Don't be ridiculous, Jordan, said Mr. Connolly. He'll laugh in my face. I think you're just tired. Maybe you should go to bed. In the morning, everything will be clear.
Yes, maybe you're right, said Jordan.
He didn't have the energy to try to convince his parents that he was telling the truth.